It is 9 p.m. here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and this is the end of From the Basement here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. We just heard Hold It Close from local band Arrow, E-R-R-O, and this is I Hate Goodbyes by Sarah Burton to close it out. I'll be off the air, at least live, for next week. I'll be out of town up in the upper Midwest, in the Wisconsin Northwoods, and I'll be back the following Friday. Thanks for tuning in this week. After this, I'll hand it off to the Mockster for Vive la Mock. It'll take you all the way until 1 in the morning. Thanks for tuning in, and have a fantastic night.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. This is a show called Vive la Mock. And today is Friday, August 9th, 2024.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
It's War Hull, actually.
What did I say?
Hull. It's Hull. As in Hulls.
Andy Warhol.
What? Andy Warhol. Andy Warhol. Like Hull.
Andy Warhol, take one.
Ah. Are you ready?
Like to take a cement fix, biggest standing cinema. Dress my friends up just for show, see them as they really are. Put the people in my brain, two new pens to have a go. I'd like to be a gallery, put you all inside my show.
Andy Warhol looks a scream, hang him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen, can't tell them apart at all.
Andy walking, Andy tired, Andy take a little snooze. Tie him up when he's fast asleep, send him on a pleasant cruise. When you wake up on the sea, be sure to think of me and you. To think about paint and to think about glue, what a jolly boring thing to do.
Andy Warhol, let's a scream, hang him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen, can't tell them apart at all. Andy Warhol, let's a scream, hang him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen, can't tell them apart at all.
And honest, as the days were always long. I loved the job, I loved to help the people. I did nothing wrong, they found me in the morning, asleep in a sea of paper, coffee stains and bits of paper, failed sums and bits of paper, and nothing still resolved. Tick the boxes, only ones and zeros. Only tick the boxes, winners and losers. Only right and wrong, innocent or guilty only. I stare at numbers and stare at the screen. I stare at numbers and stare at the walls closing in. I stare at numbers and stare at the screen. I stare at numbers and stare at the walls closing in. Machines do not lie, machines cannot lie. The company men are I, business suits and poker faces. I offered what I could, but I am under suspicion. Somebody knows what's going on. Somebody isn't saying the strategies of money multiply with others paying, and everything decided higher up the chain. I stare at numbers and stare at the screen. I stare at numbers and stare at the walls closing in. And now I stare at numbers and stare at the screen. I stare at numbers and stare at the walls closing in. The circuits, the logic, it follows, it follows, it follows. Would it be like that? You're gonna love this. If you bought that, you're gonna buy this. If you follow that, you're gonna follow this. You agree with that. And gates, and worst of all, the sound of footsteps receding.
from the Unbroken album that came out a little earlier this year. That is none other than New Model Army wrapping up that first set of music. I Did Nothing Wrong, the name of the track. And so far, I've done nothing wrong because I just started my radio show. So the bar has already been set as low as it needs to be. If not lower, before the New Model Army. How about some Transvision Vamp? Went back to pop art. Love that album. Andy Warhol's Dead, the track I played. And before that, Bowie from Hunky Dory with Andy Warhol, as the anniversary of Andy Warhol's birth was a few days back. So I figured I'd play a couple Andy Warhol songs in there. Joss in that set of music as well, with My Own Ghost, and start off the entire set with Lou Reed from the Rock and Rule soundtrack with My Name is Mock. Because indeed, my name is Paul. But it's a show called Viva La Mock, and people call me the Mockster. They call me Mock. They call me variations of said word. Whatever fits within your vernacular, I will accept that. What should I tell you about anything right now? What should I? I don't know. I'm doing a radio show. I'm doing that. I should tell you that, right? I think you figured that out. If you are listening... Now the live show, I always have to remind this, because sometimes I fool people by putting an encore show up on a Friday like I did last week. But if you're listening to a live show, it is August 9th of 2024. It is Friday, and I am here in the studio. And on this day, if you're listening via the airwaves, you know, old school, you might be getting a clicking noise, a static noise, a noise that sounds like, you know, your speaker's just blown just a little bit. I'm going to tell you, it's on me, not you. We're having a fiber problem is what I've been told. And it's not that we haven't been eating enough of it. It's more of a fiber optic problem that we've got to get fixed. And we know about it. So if you go to the stream, wrct.org, no staticky, no clicky-clicky noises. Maybe that's where you're going to need to listen. But sometimes you might think, hey, Moxer, you sound so much better with staticky, clicky, clicky noises. It helps out. If there's a song that you would like to hear with or without staticky, clicky, clicky noises, you can email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com or pick up the phone and call me, 412-268-WRCT, 412-268-9728. Got lots of new music to debut on the show. Guess what? I've got lots of old music to play on the show, and then I just got other stuff to play on the show. How about that? Speaking of new music, it's the latest from the Jack Rubies. You say that I'm gonna set your heart on fire.
No matter what you do, I'm like a... Look. I asked her was just her disguise. The way she moves in silence, immune to our goodbyes, is to be a princess. Tired of everyone, seems like you don't need me. Yeah, I get the feeling you're tired of everyone. I guess you don't need me. Maybe someday I'll see you again. She'd rather be alone. Used to be a princess to me. I get the feeling you're tired of everyone. Seems like you don't need me. Yeah, I get the feeling you're tired of everyone. I guess you don't need me. Maybe someday I'll see you. Like you don't need me. I get the feeling you're tired of everyone. I guess you don't need me. Maybe someday I'll see you.
Oh,
True Believers here on the Viva La Mock radio program, wrapping up that set of music with The Rain Won't Help When It's Over. Yeah, the voice of Alejandro Escovedo on there pulled that. Actually, that was a single version off of, I'm just trying to pull the right album out, but I think it was just self-titled. I think it was just self-titled. I'm trying to go as far as like, what year did that come out? In 1986. That's it, see? Oh, and then where'd my background music go? Before the True Believers, and I'll get to why I played that a little later, but just remember that. Remember that, because I'm not going to segue it into the next song like I should have, but there's a reason why I wanted to play some True Believers on my show tonight. Before the True Believers, though, some new music from The Customers, a Minneapolis-based band, put out an album last year called Sweet Fatality. Finally got it here into the station. Chain or Disguise from that release. And what's interesting is it's their second full-length release, and the first one came out in 1996. So it took them a while for that second release. Also, DB's in there, went back to Like This for Rendezvous, the Hoodoo Gurus from 1989, I believe, with Come Anytime, and the Jack Rubies start off the entire set with Angeline Soul from their brand new Clocks Out of Time album. My clock's not out of time. My clock might be off beat. Yeah, my clock might be off beat. But it's not out of time. It's not. You know, when it comes to their children, parents today are always up to speed on safety issues. But are they focusing on the right issues? Motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause of death for kids under the age of 13. And that fatality rate could be reduced by about half if the correct car seat was always used. If you go to safercar.gov/the right seat, you can make sure your child is in the right car seat for their age and size. This message brought to you by your good friends here at WRCT and, of course, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. If you got a song suggestion in your head, drop me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. That is wrctrequest@gmail.com. Or call me up, 412-268-WRCT. Again, 412-268-9728. Rumor has it this young lady might be coming to town in the next couple months. It's Amy Rigby.
Summertime in 83, the year that we made history, but didn't have the energy to tell the souls that you and you and me, selling off Fiesta plates, 8 loaves of bread and gained no weight from pecan waffles on the roof, the summer of my wasted summertime in 83, the last time I took LSD, but listening to Patsy Cline and Skeeter Davis really blew my mind. Played the boombox in the courtyard, never used a credit card, still took a trip by Greyhound bus, the summer I believed in. Plaster cows down city streets, wore thrift store skirts with little pleats, smoked pot and sat around all day, bought a guitar but didn't try to play. Polish bar, take photos in of my wasted youth, the summer of my wasted youth, the summer of my wasted.
I won't call.
Replacements wrapping up that set of music. Going back to Tim for Waitress in the Sky. You're in the Viva Lamoc radio program. Before that, brand new music from Granddaddy. Album's called The Blue Wave. That was the first single, Water Cooler. Mysteries of Life gave us Kira's Coming Over from the Keep a Secret album. Played some Cowboy Junkies from a 1993's Pale Sun Crescent Moon with the anniversary song. Had to play that because, you know what, my own parents, yep, I didn't just hatch out of an egg. My parents are celebrating their anniversary today. So I played that for them. Happy anniversary to my parents. So Amy Rigby started off that entire set from the, I don't know which album I grabbed. I think it was Middle Essence. Yes, it was. From Middle Essence with Summer of My Wasted Youth. And I said I'll drop the hint, and if I find out it to be true, I'll play more Amy Rigby as the date gets closer, but I heard that she might be coming to town in a month or so. So I just spread the rumors. It's not on my concert calendar. It's just in the rumor mill, and you're welcome, because I am that rumor mill. My name is Paul. I got to remind you of a couple things. First and foremost, don't forget that you can hear All Things Folk every Sunday from 2 to 5. What is it? It's a show that's dedicated to traditional and contemporary folk music, acoustic blues, and Americana, covering North America. Again, Sundays 2 to 5 here on WRCT with your host, Ken Batista. So I found out a couple things in the news, because sometimes I read the news or I hear the news, and I usually hear the news a little late because I'm not very current on things. But back on July 1st, we actually lost someone from the rock and roll world, and we lost Lori Lindeen. Lindeen, I can't even say her name right because I'm getting choked up. Lori Lindeen from the band Zuzu's Petals.